From the studios of KPCW in Park City, this is The Mountain Life.
I'm Pete Stoughton.
And I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
Whether your mental or physical wellness brings you to the top of the highest peaks,
or you need a little help with the climb,
The Mountain Life, healthy living in the Wasatch.
For nearly 30 years, Jen Rattray, founder and owner of Fairweather Natural Foods in Park City, has helped provide healthy and nutritious options for Park City residents at her independently owned store, not to mention giving scores of advice to her loyal customers over the decades. She joins us, along with her manager, Abby Deering, to find out, well, and to tell us how they have done it. Jen Rattray and Abby Deering, welcome to The Mountain Life.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on, Lynn and Pete.
Well, it's so great to have you, and congratulations. It's funny, every decade, Jen, that you have celebrated, and they all go by so quickly, right? It's just something that you have maintained this ability to have an independently owned small business right in the middle of Park City, and you seem to be thriving just about more than ever. So how does it feel?
It feels like an accomplishment, for sure. I haven't done it alone, that's for sure. I've had a lot of help along the way.
Yeah, and it seems to me that whenever I come in, there's just bustling activity back where you are preparing smoothies and fresh salads and wonderful soups. There are usually, it seems like, five people back there just going and turning the food pretty quick.
Right now we have a little bit of a smaller team, but initially we had really no team. We had no cafe, and the cafe is really what drives people into the store, I think, more than anything now. But was there a question?
will be right now, because your cafe is delicious.
Thank you.
My favorite items when I go to the cafe are your soups. And honestly, those are game changers, especially during the winter. My question for you is, what is your favorite thing on the menu?
I think definitely the soups are what really keep people coming in, because not only are they different every single day, essentially, but we also make them fresh in the cafe. We use fresh ingredients from our store every day. And there's always like a different variety. We try not to put the same thing out too often. And
yeah, people bring their own creativity to the soups, and they get to use all the ingredients from the store. So anyone can come in and learn how to make that soup and buy the ingredients in the store if they want, which is cool.
Yeah, I love that, because it is. It feels like the inspiration of the soup is from, you know, the grocery store, from your store. The inspiration is from kind of the experience of those who are making it. And it comes out when you taste it. It's delicious. Especially, I try to come there on cold days like today. But I don't want to forget some of your bowls and your smoothies that are just such great options for the morning. A lot better than my pastry that I normally eat, that Lynn, you know, shakes her head at.
Yeah, we do all our baking in-house, and that's huge. We have an organic juice bar, organic smoothies. All the berries are organic. The bananas are organic. And you can get them custom, and then we have a selection of our own that we've made up.
Yeah, I think that's, like, the best thing, too, is that not only do we have like a fantastic selections of smoothies that we've over the years created, but if there's something that you specifically want yourself, we're always willing to make changes or create your own smoothie for you and or juice.
Yeah.
That's great.
7 days a week.
7 days a week. Okay, so Jen, I mentioned in the intro that you've given lots of advice over the years to your loyal customers. And it's so true. And it's a bit of a responsibility, I think. I remember it was like probably 20 years ago, I came in and I was lamenting how I finally had to give up running because of my plantar fasciitis. And I think I was mostly just, you know, complaining to you. And you said, "Oh, well, have you tried trace minerals?" And I went home and I tried Trace Minerals, and I'm telling you, after all the things I tried for my plantar fasciitis, it worked. And I'll never forget that. And it makes me realize that you really have a kind of a big responsibility there. You're a healthcare professional, not in the traditional sense, but you probably give out more advice to your customers than, you know, even their doctors. So what is the kind of training that you have had over the years?
Well, I've worked in health food since I was 18. I got turned on because I thought it was so cool that I could cure my own UTIs with cranberry and probiotics. That's how I sort of jumped in. And then I did an herbal apprentice program. I was mentored at a health food store for 5 years. And I was an avid reader about it all. Right. I did a nutrition course also for 18 months.
Yes. And then I know that you probably see a lot of trends in the community because people are coming in telling you their symptoms. I know that you had people coming in well before we knew about COVID, sort of complaining of COVID symptoms.
Yeah.
And
there's kind of a whole list of things that people are looking for now, like vitamin D and zinc and quercetin and
colloidal silver,
vitamin C, mushrooms. Yeah. And a lot of people are dealing with anxiety and sleep, too. Issues, that is.
Yeah, absolutely. So that becomes the whole new.
Everything, you know. I mean, I try not to preach. I like to carry things that are known to have efficacy.
Right.
Did you hear me? Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I almost start to visualize almost... In Charlie Brown's like Lucy at her stand, you can offer a lot more just than food. It's 5 cents for advice too.
Well, that's what I like about health food stores and, you know, small brick and mortars. You can walk in and somebody can really help you. You know, online it's a whole different ball game. You read, but you know, in the store you get feedback and advice and opinions and. So yeah, in variety, you can see it.
Mm. Especially during this, as long as you've done it, Jen, you know what works because you've had so many returning customers.
Yes, I have a following for that too. And I thought about being a counselor, but I really just like being in the store helping people when they walk in.
And so how do you find some of your amazing staff? Because they seem to share your compassion and passion for healthy foods and healthy lifestyles and do a great job of connecting with people.
It's true.
What's your
onboarding
process?
Everybody that has worked for me generally is pretty passionate about natural foods and cooking, and they want to learn more. And it's a great place to learn the community if you're new to town as well. So come on in, we'll hire you.
But only if you're passionate and knowledgeable.
Well, no, we'll train you too. I mean, you know, all it takes is just the desire to, you know, be in it, really.
Yeah, right. You know, I can't remember what year Whole Foods opened, but of course that was...
Well, the big change, 2003, I remember. It was Wild Oats, actually.
Oh, yeah, Wild Oats. That's right. I've even forgotten about that. And I do remember your, you know, upon hearing that Wild Oats was coming in, you felt, you know, pretty deflated, understandably. Yeah. And yet, I think that there, and this is a question I want to ask you, do you feel like there is, since our community has sort of been taken over by corporations, that there is this kind of, you know, turnabout where we're now really valuing our small, independently owned businesses even more? Do you get that sense?
Well, I feel like we've always had a really strong, loyal following of customers. And, you know, there's word of mouth is probably the best thing for us. But yeah, I mean, we kind of stand out as one of the small businesses that really has persevered. But it's changed a lot with the big box stores, all the other choices in town, online, you know, it's crazy. But there's a place for us.
Absolutely. And speaking of that place, you know, I've heard a lot of people say, oh, I wish Jen would expand the cafe portion of the store. Do you ever have any plans for that? It's hard. You know, you're in a great space in the middle of town, and we know commercial real estate's very expensive.
All of those things. Yeah. I mean, I definitely would love to collaborate. Abby's really interested in expanding our cafe. But yeah, the real estate piece is kind of tricky. I've kept it small, and for one of those reasons, I feel like that's maybe one of the reasons I'm still in the game. You know,
yeah,
it sounds good to be bigger, 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 but it's a lot. And so I feel like with the right team, it could totally happen, and I could see it. Yeah. And I want for that to happen for everybody in town, you know, that sees it. So stay tuned.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So yeah, we have great lunch specials here. I don't know, you know, if people know about our soup sandwich special and our salad soup special, but it's $12.
You know? Yeah. Well, as you were, you and Abby were talking about your offerings, I was going to chime in and say, really the thing that keeps me coming back are the salads. You know, you think that a salad's pretty simple, but eating your salads, I've realized how to go home and then make a really good salad. Oh, your salads are absolutely
the amazing. Other thing is the dressings are so good. People almost come in to have the dressings, so they and then they order a salad.
And those are all fair weather recipes also. We don't store by any of our dressings or anything.
Abby's newest one, Sriracha Ranch, is like my new favorite. I feel like I could put that on everything.
That's also something we try to do, is just add small little things like new dressings or do weekly specials, just kind of switch it up so people have like more options. And
Abby's worked in a lot of different places, like in Jackson Hole and Santa Barbara, and she brings a lot of that knowledge to the table too.
So I'm going to have to admit, ladies, that I or confess that I'm one of those people, whether it's a fancy restaurant or at my own home, that when it comes to a good salad dressing, I actually will lick the bowl or lick the plate.
Oh, me too.
do you condone?
Another great thing about our lunches is
that
if you just have like a quick lunch break in between work, like you can come in and get a full filling healthy meal in less than 10 minutes usually.
It's healthy fast food.
Yeah, it is. And it's all
and we
fresh.
Are doing mostly takeout because our dining area is so small. We do have a couple seats up front, but the takeout, and we even will do curbside if people call in. So, you know, we even have shopped for people if they called in with a list.
That's nice of you. And certainly, it is a small space, but it's got, again, a lot of options and variety. So what is the newest, most exciting thing that you have at the store or on the menu that you are just pumped to share?
New juice. We're trying to do weekly specials, whether it be a juice or a wrap. Some of the really trending things, like supplement-wise, or you know, medicinal mushrooms and CBD. We are carrying a lot of new vegan options also in the grocery, refrigerated and frozen part of the store.
Also, something that we do weekly specials, and those usually vary from week to week. But let's say someone calls and they order a vegan quiche and they really like it and they want it again for an occasion. If they just give us a call a few days ahead, we're almost always happy to accommodate that and to make it again for them.
Yeah, we've done that with shepherd's pies too. So yeah,
So one of the things that you talk about are your favorite winter wellness products. And you mentioned, you rattled off a few things that you have a run on because of COVID, things like vitamin D and, oh, I heard Abby say colloidal silver. What are this winter's favorite products aside from COVID-related things?
I would say, well, CBD is up there. People use it for pain and sleep and anxiety. People use it for their pets.
This isn't necessarily a supplement, but we make an in-house wellness shot. We've been selling a lot of those lately. And those are just great for your immune system, especially this time of year.
You know, and sleep is the other thing that I said. You know, protein powders, we sell a really great plant-based. We're seeing just so many people being interested in plant-based. And we've always used a plant-based protein in our smoothies, but we sell it too.
Yes, good to know. Hey, we're just about out of time, but I did want to ask you about those proteins. You know, we were having this discussion with my family the other day about, you know, I've started to use pea protein.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I just think that, you know, plant-based seems to be better than something like a whey protein. What are your thoughts on that briefly? And then we've got to jump off.
Well, I mean, I think plant-based is so important for us. You know, health-wise, there's proven benefits to be mostly plant-based and sustainability for the planet, you know. You know, it's kind of what we're into here. You know,
yeah.
we're not 100% plant based, but that's kind of one of our missions.
Yes.
Well, it's a great mission. It's been a mission for 30 years. Jen Rattray and Abby Deering, we're so glad that you could join us to celebrate. And we celebrate along with you Fairweather Natural Foods right in the middle of Park City on Iron Horse and Bonanza Drive. Thank you so much for joining us and best
Thank
of continuous.
Thank you, ladies. Oh,
really appreciate you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of The Mountain Life.
If you enjoyed the show, make sure you subscribe, rate us, and leave us a comment.
If you have an idea for a future show, email us at mountainlife@kpcw.org.
We hope you'll bring your green smoothie and join us next week for The Mountain Life.